It's not easy to sustain a career in dance for decades after your performing days have wound down, but Pamela Taylor Tong, artistic director of Ballet Hawaii, has had an enviable career, a result of her love of her art and her sheer persistence in pursuing it and in passing it along to others. This holiday season, she'll be watching her young charges take the stage for her 30th presentation of The Nutcracker, and we talk with her about the rewards and challenges of the dancer's life.
For some reason, I keep thinking of this statement that it's not what I do, it's who I am. And at every point, I seem to be in the right place at the right time. And to really just, in my mind, meeting a need. Mm-hmm. And when I moved here to marry my husband, I had retired from Atlanta Ballet. I was a dancer, but then I was on the artistic staff or as a ballet mistress. So I would rehearse and do a lot of the things that organizing, and then I would jump into parts that I'd already done if somebody got injured. And so I had to decide on the course of events, and I married my husband, Ronnie Tong, and moved to Hawaii, thinking, as I told you, I had retired. And then I had had a number of different contacts on the mainland through the company, and Sonia Arava and her husband, Tor Sutkowski, was doing a production of Cinderella. So I happened to help them in rehearsing 12 Little Dragonflies. And at that point in time, the school was started again. I started the school with 12 students under the auspices of Friends of the Ballet, which was the company that supported the Honolulu City Ballet that was started by Mayor Fossey in 1976.
So, Pam, what you've seen in the course of your life is, as you say, it's not what you do, it's who you are. So there is a certain personality type that is ideally adapted to what you've done. And I would expect that you come pretty close to having that.
Type A driven.
That ideal personality type, right? As you teach and as you see young students of the ballet, are you able to address that with them and say, you know, you have to have this passion, and have them sort of navigate through the inevitable difficulties of taking on that life, yeah?
I think that what I see is you see young dancers with stars in their eyes. You know, they love everything in pink. We are developing our young boys' classes and trying to promote that, because it really is good for all athletics as well, too. It develops stretch and strength and stamina, and I see that. And then as they go through the years, there is a point in which they have to make a choice either to pursue that. Mm-hmm. A lot of them really go on. It's good for their college apps. It's good training. It helps the focus. And it also, I think, if you have a passion for something, it keeps you out of trouble.
Sure.
And we have a number of dancers that went on to professional companies, but a lot of them went to college, perhaps danced in the college companies that they're in. I have two dancers that are in Yale that are dancing with that company, connected with the college. And then many others that go on and just love it, become audience members, board members, you know, they're still involved and supporters of the arts. I also wanted to say that it's important for me, because I had to stop because my parents didn't have the funds in order to continue my training, is that we do have a scholarship program, and it is a work scholarship, so that there is an exchange and they understand giving back. And so that's been a joy to see.
When you commit to the life of the dancer, I console myself as a musician with the thought that if I practice and don't get arthritis, that I'm going to get better, even at an advanced age. But in dance, your body is going to peak. And so, in a way, your creative capabilities are going to reach a peak, and then you've got a lot of life after that. Not everyone finds that an easy adaptation, right? How do you prepare people for that?
I think that you have to be realistic, and then if you are still dancing, dance the roles that are suited for bodies that are older. I think that that's something that, and if someone is an artist, a dancer is an artist, that, you know, that transition, I think, goes naturally. But dance life is difficult. When I was in Atlanta dancing, we did a company class for 2 hours. We had a 15-minute break. We rehearsed for 3 hours. We had a lunch break, and then we rehearsed for 3 more hours. And then if we were in performance, then we would go to the theater, warm up, and then perform. But it was glorious. We performed in the Fox Theater mm-hmm. for our Nutcrackers, and that is a beautiful, beautiful theater. It's an incredible cast. They're family. They have been coming, several of them, through many years of my tenure.
Nutcracker has introduced, probably Nutcracker and Swan Lake are tied for having introduced the most people to the dance. So you get to see that year after year.
I do. It's a holiday tradition, and I think that people come to see that because of the spirit of it and the wonderful dream that she has during that time, you know, when it's Christmas Eve and she's going into the house and there's a Christmas party. And so they go through the whole thing, going to the land of the sweets. And it's very magical.
Yeah. Well, ballet in general has been pretty magical for your life.
It has been. And it's, I think it's wonderful to be able to teach. I don't teach the 3-year-olds, but I do the 4 and 5-year-olds. And I like to have my knowledge of every student that is in the school. And so I see them grow up. One of the dancers that has grown up in the school danced with Orlando Ballet, and she got her degree online, Harvard, online while she was dancing in Orlando Ballet, and has now got her white coat this summer, I believe she did, and she's going to be in the party scene, and now she's in medical school, going to become a doctor. And of course, Amanda Shule, that grew up here and went to San Francisco Ballet, but then also did Center Stage and Mal's Last Dancer. And so it is, you know, wonderful to see them grow up from when they were little and grow. I guess when they start bringing their grandchildren, maybe that's the time for me to retire.
Pamela Taylor Tong is the Artistic Director of Ballet Hawaii, celebrating her 30th anniversary with the company with 3 performances of The Nutcracker, Friday, December 18th, Saturday, December 19th, and Sunday, December 20th in the afternoon at the Blaisdell Concert Hall.